After some time, the same son gets news that there's a school reunion. So he decides to go back and fly back to that town where he used to stay. And in that reunion, he met all his friends, and he asked him how they're keeping, and they asked him what he's doing and all that, so on and so forth, that happens in a normal reunion. After that, he decided, let me just go and see how's the old lady. He knocks on the door, no answer. He tries going through the back, and through the window he sees there's a lady lying on the floor. Immediately he breaks down the door, he runs there, he turns the body, he sees it's his mother, and in her hand is a note. And the note reads, "My son, I love you so much. My son, I tried my best to take care of you. The accident where we lost your father was also bad upon me. I was also studying at that time. I was going to become successful. But because of you, I felt, no, how am I going to take care of you? Every day when you came home, I made sure there was food on the table. When you went to school and you came back, I made sure everything was given to you. But every time you kept pushing me away and away and away. But I forgot to mention to you, and I didn't want to tell you this much, but today I'm going to tell you that you see this patch that I had, in fact, it wasn't meant for me. In that same accident that I lost my husband, your father, you had lost your eye. And the doctors told me that unfortunately we cannot do anything. And at that point in time, I said, I have lived life. My child is so young, he is growing up. What will people say? He needs to become someone. I sacrifice my eye for you, and I put that patch on me. Then only the son realized the value of his mother. Wallah, tears could be cried. He could fill oceans. He could fill worlds. But he would never get that 1 minute just to get his mother back to say, I love you and forgive me. My respected elders and brothers, and especially that of the youth, when was the last you went home and you hugged your mother? When was the last you went home and you hugged your father? When was the last you told your friends that I'm not going out tonight? Tonight I'm going to sit with my parents. I'm going to ask my father, how was your day? When was the last when I went home and I told my mother, Jazakallah, mommy or daddy or whatever it may be, thank you so much for the food that you put today. The hot roti, the nice curries, the food, the burgers, the pizzas, everything. When was the last any one of us had done that? It is mentioned in the hadith that that person who obeys his parents, two doors of Jannah are open for him. Vice versa, that person who disobeys his parents, two doors of Jahannam are open for him. When a person's parent passes away, one door of du'as being accepted is already closed. Yet today we are the same people. Old man, what you know? You don't know anything. Leave me alone. Do not enter my room. Parents not allowed. On our room doors the children will have, don't come into my room. Enter at your own risk. My respected elders and brothers, each father, each mother has a right to check upon the child. You have a right to walk into your son's room, your daughter's room, to check up and everything. Just as they have a right over you for them to get them proper Islamic knowledge. In the same manner, you are the parent. As the Mawlana mentioned one night in On Bayan, he dared the parents to go and take your son's cell phone, your daughter's cell phone, to walk into the room and see what they have. And my small brother and sister, honor your parents. They might not know everything, but wallah, the experience that they can give you will last you a lifetime. Remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mal'oonun man la'ana abah, mal'oonun man la'ana ummah. Cursed be that person who disobeys his father. Cursed be that person who disobeys his mother. Rida Rabbi fi rida al-walidi wa sakhtu Rabbi fi sakhti al-walidi. The happiness of Allah lies in the happiness of the parents. The disobedience of Allah lies in the disobedience of the parents. My respected elders and brothers, time is short. These six people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned does not mean that they will never be forgiven. Wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so profound and so great that any person, no matter what crime they have committed, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could move an earth for that person who killed 100 people, then the sins that we have committed, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Mufti Taqi Usmani makes mention, and he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. So that the sifat of Rahman can be explained to insan. The sifat of Rahman can fall down onto insan. In the riwayat of Mustadraf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and speaks to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Dawud, lo ya'alam al-mudbiruna anni kayfa intidhari lahum wa shawki ila tarki ma'asihim lamatu shawqan ilayya wa tuqtiyat awsaluhum min muhabbati. Ya Dawud, hadihi iradati bil mudbirin fa kayfa iradati bil muqbilin. O Dawud, if only those who turned away from me, who do not want to worship me, understand and know how much I love them, how much I hope for that one day they will leave their sins and turn towards me. لَمَاتُ شَوْقًا إِلَيَّ. They will die because of this love. وَتُقُطِّيَتْ أَوْسَالُ مِنْ مُحَبَّتِي. And on top of that, that love, when they come to know how much love I have for them, their insides will burst. Ya Dawood, hadihi iradati bil mudbirin. This is my intention. This is my hope with those people who turn away from me, who do not want to worship me. Imagine the love I have for those people who turn towards me. Subhanallah. Hadith mentions also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention and he says that if a nation does not commit sin, I will wipe them off the face of this earth. Bring upon a nation that will sin and will ask me for forgiveness, then too I will forgive them. I'm not advocating that it's perfectly permissible to commit sin. But this is the sifat of Rahman. This is the sifat of Rahim, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. You have been created weak. You are susceptible. You are prone to every type of sin. So turn towards me. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi makes mention and he says, that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed shaitan, shaitan told Allah, O Allah, I will never leave insan. I will never leave him until his ruh comes out from his body. I will continue to mislead him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala retorts and says, O shaitan, you will do that and I will never, I will always forgive insan until his soul comes out from him. This is the mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Also, my respected elders and brothers, this is a great night. Let us take this opportunity to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us leave all our trivial things that we have for this night. The youth, the boys and girls, let us leave that mix it. Let us leave everything else. Let us sit at home and make that ibadat. My brother, you have a right over your children. My mother, you have a right over your children. Let us sit tonight as a family. Let us sit as a family and make dua to Allah. Then only the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And don't just make dua. You know, unfortunately today, ad-dua mukhul ibadah. The hadith says dua is the essence of ibadah. When we make dua today, we just say, oh Allah, make it easy and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We never ever take out that time, oh Allah, I want this, oh Allah, I need this, oh Allah, I need that. Despite the wealth we have, we still need Allah. Like the dua of Muaz, rahmatullah alayhi. Ilahi, in kana thawabuka lil muti'in wa rahmatuka lil mudhnibin, fa inni wa in kuntu lastu muti'an, fa arju rahmatak, wa ana min al mudhnibin, sorry. فإن كنت لست إلهي إن كان ثوابك للمطيعين ورحمتك للمذنبين فإني وإن كنت لست مطيعا لأرجو ثوابك فأنا من المذنبين فأرجو رحمتك إلهي خلقت الجنة وجعلتها وليمة لأوليائك وخلقت الملائكة غير محتاجين عنها وأنت يا إلهي مستغن عنها فإن لم تؤتنا الجنة فلمن تكون الجنة. Muaz rahmatullahi, look at this beautiful dua, my respected elders and brothers. He used to say, O Allah, you have created reward for those who obey you, and you have created mercy for those who sin and who disobey you. And I, although I do not obey you to the extent that you want me to, I still hope for your reward. And I am a sinner, then too I still hope for your mercy. O Allah, you created Jannat for the gathering of all your pious creation, or all your beloveds. You have made the kafir and the kuffar barred from Jannat. You have created malaika without any need for Jannat. And oh Allah, you are free from everything. You don't need anything. If you don't give us Jannat, then who is going to give us Jannat? This is the beautiful dua that this person used to make. My respected elders and brothers, you don't have to read the Arabic. There's no one that needs to read the Arabic. But lift up our hand, ask Allah. As we know, books are being opened, books are being closed. The names of those people that will live on for the next year will be given. The names of those people who will pass away will be given. The names of the children that will be born will be given. Take this opportunity and use it to the best of our ability. Every night, my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down asking, is there anyone that I can forgive? Is there anyone that needs anything? But more so on this night. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that whatever has been said today, we remember it. Make it such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us the tawfiq to obey Him. Let us use this night to the best of our ability. Let us obey our parents. Let us not have malice among one another. Let us join ties with our Muslim brothers. Let us abstain from all forms of intoxicants. Let us not wear our pants below our ankles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.